professors and academic staff in the UW system aren't represented by a union. Some faculty belong to the Association of University of Wisconsin Professionals. Tony Palmieri is the group's president at the UW Oshkosh campus. He also teaches communications. Palmieri says the first step toward forming a union would be the passage of the collective bargaining bill, which was recently introduced.
Once this bill passes, then we can have a great debate as to whether collective bargaining would be a good thing for faculty and staff. I think it would be. But before we get to that point, we have to have the right to vote. Without that right to vote on whether we want to even bargain collectively, we really are second-class citizens.
Palmieri says faculty at 14 of the system's 15 campuses have passed resolutions in favor of unionization. The notable exception was UW-Madison. All of Wisconsin's public universities operate under a system called shared governance. Technically, administrators, faculty, and students are supposed to have equal input. Supporters of unionization argue there is nothing in place that enforces shared governance and gives more power to administrators. Richard Wells is chancellor at UW Oshkosh. If the collective bargaining bill passes, and if faculty vote to join a union, Wells says state law regarding shared governance will have to be rewritten.
So the question is it going to work for the betterment of everybody in the UW system, faculty, staff, and students, and the people of Wisconsin, to have the possibility where faculty might be unionized?
29 other states let college professors unionize. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.